Yeah, Roger, that's what I'm saying. You know, and people I talk to, they agree with me. And that's good. I'm glad they agree at least. But, yeah, Epiphone's turning out some beautiful guitars. You know, trouble-free right out of the box. You just probably have to tune them. You know, or the first thing you want to do is get rid of the strings and throw some Ernie's on there or something. But, you know, they play better than Gibson. And if you look now, a lot of players on stage, you know, people that we know, musicians that we know on stage are playing Epiphone. Slash is playing Epiphone. Ace Frehley's playing Epiphones. You know, you see them. You see them playing the Epiphones. Because there's no problem. Epiphone, and the Epiphones stay in tune. And, you know, you don't have no problems with them. And that's what I'm saying. You know, if Gibson can produce that good of a guitar and from China, why can't they do it in America? Now, when I was young, in my teenage years, I used to follow Angus Young. I used to be an AC/DC nut. And I did score a 1961 Gibson SG. Same color as Angus's, chocolate brown with the black half pickguard. I thought I had it made. Now, that was a good playing guitar. That didn't have no fret ends, and it didn't have no problem staying in tune or nothing, you know, but it was going, we're going old. You know, the Gibsons today, you know, they're crap.
No, I agree with you there. It's about 2008 was the cutoff year for Gibsons. They just became kind of junk after that. Then they started acquiring a lot of other companies. My studio monitors down in my music room are KRKs. I have two sets, an old set and then a newer set that I got for a really good deal. The newer set is when Gibson purchased KRK. The older set is when KRK was still on their own. The older ones were far more superior, and they're Rocket speakers, essentially the same speaker.